Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
You can hear from God. And if He wants you to hear something, He will tell you over and over and over. And don't let the devil get in your mind and say you can't hear from Him. Because if God wants you to get it, He loves you enough to keep saying it over and over and over and over. And even if you're blind, or whatever, he'll just keep repeating it till you get it. That's how He is. He loves us more than we love us. And He wants good for us more than we want good for us. And He's not trying to keep anything from us. He's trying to get it to us. And so don't sit there and wonder, am I hearing from God or am I not? If you're hearing from God, just go on about your business and listen to your music and do your ironing and do whatever you're doing. And don't fret over it. The fretting stuff is what gets you in trouble. Because that's when the devil gets in and you start trying to decipher everything and wiggle everything and make everything work when it's not even God. If you'll just go on about your business, in the most unexpected times, God's going to go, Headache. When you get it off your mind and you just relax and let Him do it. So when you perceive something, just do it.
Amen.
It's not hard. When He puts it in your heart, you just do it. It's not complicated. Okay? Everybody says, when God shows me something,
I'll do it.
Devil.
No.
You can't stop it.
If
He's got to tell me 100 times,
I'll get it.
Because He'll tell me 100 times if He needs to. That's just how easy it is. Whether it's word of knowledge, or whether it's wisdom about your kids, or whether it's business, or whatever it is, if you need to know it, He's not trying to keep it from you. He's trying to get it to you. Can you say amen? All right, let's keep going here. And let's see here. Hebrews 11:7, real quickly. Let me just tell you a couple of these, and you can save your time turning there. You remember the story of Noah, right? Not complicated. It says, Hebrews 11:7, Noah being warned of
God.
So God told him to build an ark, right? So when everybody came making fun of him and told him how off of his rocker he was, what leg did he have to stand on? He'd heard from God. He went as much by what the Lord didn't say as by what?
What
He did say. Didn't matter if it was going to rain or not. He didn't move until he
heard
from God. So if the Lord tells you to do something crazy, okay, it may be something nobody's ever heard of in your life. That's okay. It's just perfectly okay. You may look like a weirdo. I've looked like a weirdo lots of times. That's okay. Just make sure that you. And then they'll be the one in the end that looks like the. You got that one. All right. And then this next one. Hebrews 13:8 says, when Abraham was called to go out. Now, I want to mix this one just a little bit with the next one. When Abraham was called to go out to a place where he didn't know. Now, we all the time, and I'm going to say it real boldly, we all the time, and at Rhema, all the time, got people that said, God told us. God told us to come. Now, There's a very good way to know. It's not complicated. It's not confusing. It's not gray. It's not red. It's not yellow. It's not questionable. There's a very good way to know if God told you to come or not. Would you like to settle it once and for all?
Yes.
Would you like to know? All right, turn with me then to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. And when Jesus was led up of... Can I wait? Everybody say that together. When Jesus was led up of the Spirit led Jesus. So if the Spirit led Jesus, what should we know? If the Spirit led you to do something, what should you know? If the Spirit led you to do something, what should you know? You're going to be taken care of.
Amen.
That's the very first thing you should know. If the Lord or the Spirit leads you to do something, you are going to be taken care of. That's the very first and foremost thing you should know of. You will be sustained. Either by ravens or by a little dog carrying a paper sack. But God will sustain you if He told you to do something. Everybody knows the story of Jesus. The second verse says, when He had fasted 40 days and nights. Now, when you fast 40 days and nights, you need supernatural strength to do that.
Amen.
The only way you can do things like that is with the Lord's help. The Lord sustains you to do things He tells you to do. If He didn't tell you to do it, you're going to die in the wilderness. Did Jesus die in the wilderness? Well, what happens is people get an idea in their mind that they want to do something. And the idea is great. But it's their idea. And they don't really seek God about it long enough to find out the time, the place, the when, the how. And so they get out. And they get out in the middle of the Red Sea and they drown. And so then what happens is they don't trust God ever again. And God comes off looking like the bad guy. When God's never the bad guy. God is always the one that will supply for you. He'll take care of you. But how do you separate faith from what? You can never separate faith from being led by the Spirit. People constantly say, I'm going to do what Abraham did. I'm going to step out by faith and just go. And you're going to step out by faith and be calling and say, will you pay my rent? Yeah. Or you're going to step out by faith and be on the side of the street somewhere. Because stepping out without the leading of the Holy Spirit, there's no foundation underneath there. It's just like people say all the time, I'm going to believe for this. And I look at them and I say, how are you going to believe for that? I'm going to believe for them to do this. Well, how are you going to believe for that? What scripture are you going to stand on? You cannot just think up something in your head, you're going to believe for her to kiss you. How are you going to do that? Well, God gives me the desires of my heart. Well, yes, He does. But did He put that in your heart to believe for that? Did He tell you to believe for that? Or did you just pick something up out of the air and say, I'm going to believe for this? Do you understand that?
Yes.
There's a big difference between you just saying, I'm going to believe for a new car, and God dealt with me to believe for this. There's a big difference between the two. It's like if we would have gone ahead and bought that house that I said Keith said he didn't have a witness about. Well, that house in actuality was probably less money than the house that we wound up getting. And the house that we wound up getting, we still didn't have a job. We were still doing everything for free. The house we wound up getting was spectacular. Had a tennis court and a swimming pool. It was beautiful. But God told us to get that house. So the difference between the two is God said, get this one. And he didn't say, get this one. So we had the faith to believe for the money to pay for this one, where we didn't have the faith to believe for the money to pay for this one. Even though this one was less money. And people are all the time basing things on money, and they're basing things on deals. But you can't have faith to believe for something unless God said, this is the one. And if you go into a store or a dealership or you know, even a mate or anything, you know, people are all the time saying, I'm going to marry this person. Well, did God tell you that was the one? And people say, well, God doesn't just talk to people that way. Well, maybe it's not an audible voice, but you can perceive and you can know on the inside of you. And you, that thing Brother Hagin said about, I go just as much by what the Lord doesn't say as by what he does say. And Keith and I live by that on a daily basis. If the Lord doesn't say, okay, take this for instance. You all the time are hearing Keith up here saying, we don't have this program, or we don't have that program, or we don't do this, or we don't do that. Why don't we do those things? God hadn't said do them. So therefore, we don't have a lot of the problems that maybe somebody else has had because, well, maybe we have lost some people because of it. Yes, maybe we have. But I'd rather answer to the Lord and say, I didn't reach everybody in the world, but I'd rather look him in the eye and say, I think I did what I know in my heart you said for us to do.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.